Texas Governor Rick Perry is now polling at just 6% of the GOP vote. While cable news commentators debate whether he's still relevant, critics of his platform are seizing on his candidacy to highlight what they say is bad policy. Jenny Lighthizer of Bradenton was among a handful of protesters outside the Tradewinds Resort where the Perry fundraiser was held.
The idea that Governor Perry's putting out there that it's a Ponzi scheme is 100% incorrect.
Lighthizer is a former employee of the Social Security Administration. She said she has a big problem with the changes Perry is proposing for key programs like Social Security. These include letting state and local governments opt out of the program and letting younger workers put retirement money into personal savings. Those pushing for these changes say the program will run out of money in a few decades if nothing is done. Lighthizer said she's not buying it and that Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare are among the strongest government programs there are.
I think that they're probably the most successful federal government programs we have. They've met every obligation and every commitment since the 1930s. They're strong for another 20 or 30 years before they start having trouble.
She said if the program keeps running as is, Social Security won't run dry. It won't give back 100% of what gets put in, she said, but it won't deprive future retirees of the ability to feed themselves either. Lighthizer said since the workforce has shrunken, the system will eventually have to pay out less or it'll have to change some.
If we're going to continue to meet those obligations, we have to tweak something. Otherwise, we can meet 78% of our obligations, but never does it go to 0%. As long as there's people out there working, they'll continue to pay checks.
She said the drastic changes like the ones Perry is proposing won't be necessary.
If they made a change, then they would be able to meet more of their obligation. If they don't, and this country says, you know what, meeting 78% of the obligation is okay. So if you and all the other workers out there say, you know what, it's okay if I only get 78% of that. I would rather have 78% of it when I retire than pay more taxes now or have some reduction in benefits for my parents or my grandparents now. Then that's okay, but it does not mean the program's going away. It is not going away. It is not a Ponzi scheme.
Among more controversial aspects of Perry's proposal is investing Social Security funds in the stock market, something for which the George W. Bush administration had pushed several years ago. Gerald Buchert, former director of the City of St. Petersburg's Office on Aging, said that would be a good way for the system to lose money.
This whole idea of privatization, you know, they tried that 4 or 5 years ago. All the economic councils and committees show that it just gets more expensive when you start paying another level, the stock market, you know, that draws money away from what goes in. So that's been shown, and why he's bringing it back is beyond me.
The demonstrators were part of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. The protest took place on the heels of Perry's announcement of his 20% flat tax proposal and his distancing himself from the birther movement. From St. Pete Beach, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.